For the second time in 2 years, a CIA officer has been arrested and charged with espionage. The FBI says Harold Nicholson, a 16-year veteran of the agency and a former station chief, received over $100,000 for selling secret information to Russia. While the CIA does not believe the Nicholson case is as damaging as that of convicted spy Aldrich Ames, it's still a significant blow to the intelligence agency. NPR's Martha Raddatz reports.
The FBI says Harold Nicholson was not working with Aldrich Ames, nor did he conspire with him in any way. But if these charges prove true, the two men certainly had one thing in common: nerve. Ames showed his by driving around in his Russian-financed Jaguar. Nicholson, if the FBI is correct, demonstrated his catch-me-if-you-can attitude in much the same way. He didn't make a lot of money, but his bank accounts, according to Helen Fahey, the U.S. attorney for Eastern Virginia, showed he was getting a lot of money.
Analysis of Nicholson's travel and financial records revealed a pattern of twice-yearly foreign travel, followed by unexplained cash deposits and payments into Nicholson's accounts. The affidavit sets out over $120,000 in unexplained income during the conspiracy, which began in 1994.
And ended, according to Fahey, last weekend, when agents apprehended the 46-year-old Nicholson as he was boarding a flight at Dulles Airport outside Washington that eventually would have landed him in Zurich, a meeting which the FBI found out about some months ago.
In August and October of 1996, the FBI intercepted postcards that Nicholson mailed to his SVRR agents using false names and a post office box in a foreign country. The messages pertain to his expected travel to Switzerland to meet with his handlers.
The SVRR is the Russian successor to the KGB. The postcards to which Fahey referred said the following: "Hello, old friend. I hope it is possible that you will be my guest for a ski holiday this year on the 23rd and 24th of November. A bit early, but it would fit my schedule nicely. I am fine and all is well. Hope you are the same and can accept my invitation." Intercepting the postcard was only one of the methods investigators used in their case against Nicholson. For months now, the FBI has used video and electronic surveillance, searches of his home, car, office, and his computer. The initial clue into Nicholson's alleged activity came in October of last year, when a routine polygraph exam at the CIA indicated a probability of deception. After that, the bank records were uncovered, and so was evidence, according to the affidavit, that Nicholson was gathering and selling secrets. FBI Director Louis Free said that just last week, Nicholson was caught on video kneeling next to his desk at the CIA, photographing documents pertaining to Russia.
The defendant is charged with passing highly sensitive information to Russian officials. Among other things, he is alleged to have provided them with the identities of various CIA officers who were to be assigned to locations overseas, including Moscow. The passing of such information placed those officers' lives, as well as the lives of their foreign contacts, in danger.
But CIA Director John Deutsch said beyond that, the CIA isn't yet certain exactly what kind of damage Nicholson's alleged spying may have caused. But Deutsch is hoping that the national security breach may have been kept to a minimum because Nicholson's alleged activities were uncovered rapidly.
Thus far, we have no information that any CIA or FBI assets were killed as a result of Nicholson's spying. We are not yet in a position to determine how many operations he may have compromised, but it seems unlikely that the damage he caused in any way approaches that done by Ames.
Nicholson lived in Burke, Virginia. He is a divorced father of three whose career took him around the world. While Deutsch said morale was not great at the agency today, there is only one thing worse, he said, than catching a spy that has penetrated one's intelligence service, and that is not catching the spy. I'm Martha Raddatz in Washington.